Tonight's Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight guest is a former Wall Street trader whose meaningful music has already captured the imaginations of millions of people via the internet. That's right, I said millions. He's got a varied background, which is the source of much of his musical inspiration, and he'll tell us all about that. He also brings us the title song from his current album called Everyman. I'd like to introduce you to Bob Pressner. So nice to meet you, Bob.
Oh, nice to meet you, Kathy. Thanks so much for having me on.
I guess we should start with the one day that changed your life, your perspective, and your direction. That would be February 26, 1993. Tell us to your level of comfort how that became your life's turning point.
That was the first World Trade Center bombing. Many people actually are not even aware that that occurred. My kids were pretty young. I was there trading, and you could tell that something was terribly wrong, and I actually tried to warn people, and people really were just in their routine and didn't want to be warned, and I got stuck in the elevator, then I got out, and everything was totally dark, and there was all this bomb material in there, and I crawled along the wall and tried to get actually to my dad's car in the garage, and somehow I just missed falling into where the bomb and the fire was, and I became overcome with smoke and just barely made it outside. And it just made me realize that you really have to treasure every day. You have to live your dreams and be appreciative every day we have, especially with your kids and with your loved ones, and to be true to yourself.
Absolutely. Well, you went, though, from a very lucrative job to one that's often, shall we say, not so lucrative. Was that ever a concern for your family?
It actually was a concern for the family. I just feel really strongly that there's just not that many people out there who are trying to write really meaningful music and trying to touch people, trying to encourage people to look inward. And I just think that's really important. Having traveled all around the world, people really do look up to America. And my own opinion is what makes America great is simply the people in it who have great ideas. And I find that too often that our music is kind of like selling a box of cereal. I certainly think there's a place for that, but I just really believe there's a place for something deeper. I just feel like that's my calling.
Bob, I wonder, though, if in the beginning it was a little awkward to strip all of that away and figure out who the real Bob was underneath everything.
That's a great point, Kathy. I was lucky enough to work with a few terrific producers earlier on, David Grohl and Jim McGorman. The most recent album, Everyman, I really did pretty much by myself in my studio in my house, very stripped down. I think earlier on, maybe you get dreams of fame or dreams of being like someone else, and then you just come to the conclusion that the biggest contribution you can make is being honest and just being yourself, even if that's not Bono or not Paul McCartney. And the way you would approach that is by looking inside yourself and digging deep to find out what you have to share with people.
Are Bono and Paul McCartney two of your favorites, though?
They really are, because they really both try to do a little good in the world. You know, we really have, as musicians, a special responsibility to touch people around the world.
I'm Kathy Millar with Bob Pressner of Mamaroneck, and he's my guest in tonight's Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. Bob, tell me about your studying with a Tibetan monk during your youth. That had to have influenced the choices that you make, even if the choices came about years later.
It really did. I was fortunate enough to study with Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, who was a great Tibetan monk who wrote a book called Cutting Through Spiritual Materialism. The thing that impressed me about him was, A, he believed in living in this world. He happened to wear a suit. And I remember one day during a meditation session, he came up to me and he said, "What do you do? Where are you from?" And he said, "You know what? It's time for you to go be with your father and go be in business. That's what you need to do." And it was just so interesting for me, for a spiritual figure, to say the best you can do is be in the world and live your life through what it is that you really need to do. In addition, some of the greatest beat poets were studying with him at the time. So I got to meet Allen Ginsberg, Gregory Corso, William Burroughs, Ann Waldman. And that was pretty exciting. Allen Ginsberg asked me to go on the Rolling Thunder tour back then, and we worked considerably on my writing and my poetry. And even though some of their lifestyles were way out there, studying with those type of people was very inspiring.
Bob, tell us about becoming a YouTube sensation. How do you cut through all of the clutter out there to get your music in front of other people?
I don't have a great answer for that. It was kind of a miracle. My friend Kurt seems to have some connections with people that are up all night and do a lot of blogs, and I don't know anything about that world. So it helped to get involved with someone who understands how to promote you. But beyond that, it was almost like a freak. I had put up a song and we were just getting like millions of views. And I thought someone was kidding me. The King of Nothing got over 20 million views and kind of became a sensation, and it fed on itself.
Once someone hears the genuineness of your lyrics, they certainly come back for more, and I bet you they tell their friends. But at this point, Bob, you're, shall we say, middle-aged, and your biggest contacts still seem to be fans who are much younger. What do they usually say to you?
I do get a lot from younger people. First of all, we're really tired with all the BS in music, and you're really an inspiration for just trying to be real. I have spoken to a lot of young artists. Oh, I want to be famous. And I'm like, okay, well, what do you have to offer? No, you don't know. I have a demo and I could be famous, without really thinking of what you have to offer and what you have to say. So first of all, I think young people really are looking for something more meaningful and appreciate it when they hear it. And also, I've gotten literally hundreds of people saying, you know what, I was 29, I was 32, I was 35, I was 25, and they told me I was too old, and I thought I was too old, and I quit. And I look at you, and you're just out there doing your thing, and I just want you to know you're an inspiration for me.
Well, sincerity certainly wins the day. Bob, let's talk a little bit about your songwriting. First of all, what inspires your ideas?
I try to be a vessel and just try to be open, and I feel like ideas just come through me, life experiences. I just write every day. It comes naturally to me. Sometimes it helps to collaborate with people, and sometimes that does bring out the best in you also.
Bob, when you have an idea, how do you work it into an actual song? Do the words come first, the music, or do you hear the song in your head and try to recreate it? Do you experiment a little bit? What do you do?
I really am a word person. McCartney's my hero because I understand he doesn't know how to read or write music either. I don't know how to read or write music. So some of the music just comes from mistakes because I don't know how to properly write a song. So I just experiment with that. But I consider myself an idea person. The words always come through first and foremost. And I especially have titles running through my mind.
It's the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. I'm Kathy Millar speaking with Bob Pressner. Bob, give us your YouTube address and any other pertinent social media links so our listeners can hear more from you.
Go to YouTube and go to Bob Pressner. My website's Bob Pressner. On YouTube, you can see that I've already done a Comcast On Demand concert. Fortunately, Comcast is signing me to do two more concerts. I'm actually going down to Virginia to record a TV concert for Comcast in 2 weeks, and they've asked me to do another one in October. That's really exciting, and looks like we're going to be doing the Voice of America again around September 11th. I love reaching out to people around the world. I love reaching out to the troops. You know, just having one person tell you that you move them or you really enjoy their ideas, that's what keeps any artist going, and certainly me.
The song that we're going to share tonight is called Every Man, and it's the title track from your latest album. Give us the story behind the song, Bob.
It's just really, once again, about being humble and being honest about the loss sometimes we experience in life and even the mistakes we make in life, and being able to get up and carry forward. Perseverance, persistence, being yourself, not trying to be anybody else again, going along with that.
Bob Pressner, thanks so much for joining me tonight and sharing your music, your life's perspective, and your honest approach with us in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. All the best with your latest album, and look for more from Bob on YouTube and in his upcoming Comcast concerts, too. Here's Bob Pressner and Every Man on 100.7 WHUD.
Play the game, she leaves me. She doesn't believe in me. She says that should be so ashamed. Wake up and put my shades on. I'm busting it dust till dawn. I write the songs, everybody listens and nobody cares. What am I supposed to do? Keep on chasing after you, even with the best laid plans, still fell through my hands. Just won't be a every man.
from the frying pan to the fire. I'm on a streetcar named Desire. So baby, don't turn me away, give me one more chance. I went from the top unto the bottom. I never knew blues, but now I got 'em. My tangled heart needs a brand new start. What am I supposed to do? Keep on chasing after you, even with the best laid plans still fell through my hands. Just wanna be your every man. Just wanna be your every man. My sleeves and I go to work. You'll never see how hard my world shook. I guess that things don't always go as you plan. Just wanna be your every man. Just wanna be your every man. What am I supposed to do? Keep on chasing after you, even with the best laid plans still fell through my hands. Just wanna be your every man. Just wanna be your every man. Won't be your.